Well, that's why I got out of the Lincoln business. I still think that their rules do not preclude it. They don't want it. That's crystal clear. They've said so much. They've even written it down that they do not want any kind of linking whatsoever. But that's not what the rules say. The rules do not preclude it. So what would they write you up for? There's no violation of the rules doing the way we were doing it. But I'm not going to fight City Hall, and that's why I got out of the whole linking game. But I know what they want, and they don't want linking. But that is not what their rules say.
Yeah, it's kind of like the guy that gets pulled over for no reason at all, and you say, what law have I broken, you know? I mean, I got that, and I understand both sides of it, but there is an element of truth to that, you know, just like with, you know, this. What law have I broken, you know, you follow me? You know, so he really, you know, and of course it ends up with who's got more money, who's got more time, who's got more balls, you know, things like that. But at the end of the day, you're right. If it doesn't say thou shalt not, you know, then it's, you know, there's some merit to that question.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm just traveling.
I am a traveler and not doing commerce with the state of Michigan. Is Michigan going to appear in court to accuse me?
Boy, look what I started. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, that whole sovereign citizen thing, what a joke. Never in the history of the planet has a sovereign citizen ever had even a remote morsel of success pleading their case. Yet they still continue to convince themselves that it's somehow legitimate. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I was just, I've watched so many YouTube videos falling asleep to that stuff, cracked me up. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I watch all of that all the time. But, you know, it's kind of funny. If you're a sovereign citizen, you're the first one to call the police. If you get shot, you're the first one to call the police. You know, nobody's a sovereign citizen. Because if somebody robs you, steals your car, you know, whatever, okay, you can't have it both ways, you know. And if you're truly sovereign, your car gets stolen, too bad. You know, that's the way I look at it. You're not sovereign. You still want the police to go get your damn car back. So I get all of that, you know. I agree. So I thought somebody else was in there. Go ahead. If not, back to Sean.
Currently connected to CMN.
Well, I don't know. Dave did the sovereign citizen thing, and then I went into a spiel about it. You might have mistaken that for someone else, but yeah, that's all lots of fun. But no, the FCC, I've been over the rules for GMRS with a fine-tooth comb and looked at everything. I've looked up definitions and I've gone to other, you know, and they are very, very clear on what they won't allow. And they're using archaic language, you know, public switch telephone network and other things like that. But they're very clearly defining their terms, very clearly. So that, you know, and then they say, so that means this. Well, no, it doesn't, because you define that here, and you define that as something completely different. You know, they did this to keep people from circumventing the public switch telephone network, you know, and the rules do not reflect that in any way whatsoever. And so it's, you know, I'm going to comply because, you know, I just don't need to fight City Hall, and especially with what I do and all that stuff. So, I agree with the guys that are still doing it. Keep up the good fight. Yeah, and if you get a letter and it says cease and desist, then, you know, you can make the decision to cease and desist.